Heavenly Father, as you came powerfully in the presence of your Holy Spirit and awaken the hearts and faith of your servants there in Jerusalem. Come now, we pray, and by your same Spirit, awaken our hearts. Because we ask it in the name of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. I wonder if you were asked, what are the three most important events in your life? What are the three most important events in your life? Would they be engagement? Marriage, perhaps? Not yet. For two of the congregation this morning. Would they perhaps be the birth of your children? Perhaps the day that you graduated, or when you took your first job? What are the three most significant events in your life? In terms of the Christian faith, the three most important, the three landmark events that our faith is hinged upon would have to be the cross, the resurrection of Jesus, and the coming of the Holy Spirit. Like a three-legged stool. If you take away any one of those three things, the rest becomes untenable. And yet, unless I'm very much mistaken, we have all but done away with one of those legs, haven't we? Either we have entirely forgotten about the Holy Spirit, or else we don't quite understand. Teaching about the Holy Spirit is woefully inadequate in the church, if there is any at all. Language across the years hasn't entirely helped either. The use of the words ghost conjures up all kinds of unhelpful images or ideas. Turning him into an it, a kind of force or influence, but nothing more than that. But those images don't fit at all with what the Bible says. What happens to those disciples on that day, locked away in that upper room, not only changed their lives, but changed our world. It transformed them from being insecure and fearful to being inspired, driven. People who were so eager to share the story of what Jesus meant to them, what he'd done for them, and for all people. But hang on a moment. If before the coming of the Holy Spirit, the disciples were fearful of others and unsure of themselves and the God whom they served, can you see any similarities? Are we not a tiny wee bit similar? fearful of what people would say if only we talked about Jesus. Unsure of ourselves or who it is that we serve and worship. For so-called Christians to live without the Holy Spirit would be like trying to drive a car without a battery under the bonnet. There is a great deal of potential, but there is utterly no power. I don't know if you do, I certainly do. And I know that often on a Wednesday night, our Bible study group reflect on what is wrong with the church today. Not our church necessarily, but the wider church. And why perhaps it is that we live today in times when Christianity appears to be losing out, and when other religions or beliefs seem to be gaining ground. That is, I believe, a simple equation. First, we need to understand more fully, and then we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So how are we going to change? How are we going to take back the ground we've lost? Firstly, to understand more. Secondly, to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I hope this morning that in just a few short moments we can move a wee bit closer to both of those things. Today's two readings are full of interesting little details that are important to help us do that. If you've got a Bible to hand, you'd do well to look again at that story. Acts chapter 2 and verse 1 and John 14. Verse 8. I want to give you today three things to think about, three things perhaps to take away and mull over, three things I hope that will be fairly easy to remember. Fear, fulfillment, and further education. Fears, fulfillment, and further education. I wonder if you remember when we last saw the disciples together in the upper room. It was when Jesus appeared to them after the resurrection. And at that time we were told that all the doors were locked for fear of the Jews. In fact, those disciples had a very great deal to fear, both from the Jews and from the Roman governments. It wasn't without reason that they were all together, somewhere secure. Whenever Jesus had been with them, it was okay, it was all right, they felt safe. But remember the crises they'd been through when they doubted him, when he made everything good. Remember when they had scarcely any food to feed several thousand people, when they feared the crowd would become restless. Or remember when they were out on the Sea of Galilee during the night and a violent storm blew up, so violent that they feared they would drown. When they faced things they didn't understand or couldn't deal with, as long as he was there, it was all right. he dealt with their fear. Between the cross and the resurrection, the sense of not having him would have been to them a crushing blow. And all their doubts and insecurities came out to the fore. But then, when he appeared to them after the resurrection, it was all right again. Until once more, he began to talk about leaving them. So that is the situation we first see them in today, fearful and insecure, until the Spirit came. Like an apprentice suddenly finding themselves on their own to do the job, without their teacher or supervisor looking over their shoulder. They were filled with doubt and fear and confusion. They couldn't grasp a lot of what he'd told them. But then the Spirit came. And the language that is used in John's Gospel is absolutely critical. There are, in verses 15 and 16, two absolutely enormous words. Those words are another and advocate. Why is another so important? Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate." In the Greek, the word means one like me, one from the same stock, one more. In other words, Jesus is saying, after I have gone, I will ask the Father, and he will send you another like me. And what about the word advocate? The word advocate means someone to stand with you, someone to campaign with you, someone who will always be there and will be your guide and support. So then, the Spirit, the gift of the Father, was to be a person, not a feeling, not a force, not a wind, but a person. Someone like Jesus who would always be there. Someone to encourage, to spur them on. Sometimes someone to hold them back, but also sometimes to convict them. Without Jesus, they were paralyzed by their fears, but in his presence they were confident. The Holy Spirit was to be permanently within them, wholly dealing with their fears. The Holy Spirit then comes today to help us with our fear. But if you look at the disciples and the change between when we first saw them today and then when the Spirit came, they are totally changed. We see people who are utterly fulfilled. No longer anxious, no longer locked away, but people whose greatest desire is to share the wonderful things that they have seen themselves. The Spirit brings fulfillment then. If you find your walk with God, your Christian life, unfulfilling, you are almost certainly doing it in your own strength and without the Holy Spirit. He brings fulfillment. And so last but not least, to further education. The coming of the Spirit wasn't to those disciples the end of their learning curve, but rather just the beginning. Living within them, his job was to continually convert them, to make them more like Jesus. His job was to draw them closer and closer to the Father. Today, the Spirit is available to us to encourage and build us up, to drive us to a closer relationship with our Heavenly Father, to inspire us to be more hungry to read his living words. The journey from fear to fulfillment and further education is a journey that is for us, if only we choose to take it. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And then I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate, someone just like me, to be with you forever." Let us pray. Please, it might be that you're sitting there thinking, well, I don't think I've ever felt that. That I would like to feel or experience something that they did. As we pray, ask the Holy Spirit to come down afresh upon you. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit. We thank you that you send him to be with us. We thank you that through his power, we can travel from fear to fulfillment. Come now and fill us afresh. Begin in us that further education that will draw us ever closer to you and to life in all its fullness. Amen.